I have one word for you: plastic. It's used to make or package most of the consumer products we buy, so it's a big part of any product's impact on the environment. In fact, it's hard to imagine a life without plastic, but a life without plastic is exactly what Christine Jevons is after. She's a journalist with BBC News Online, and she's giving up plastic for the entire month of August. She's also chronicling her experiences in a blog called Not My Bag. So, Christine, I'm really interested to find out how you have coped without plastic for almost a month. But why did you want to try to go without plastic for all this time?
Well, the reason I started this was after realizing that it's actually quite difficult to get rid of plastic. In Britain, you can recycle most bottles made out of plastic, but pretty much everything else is really hard to recycle. And so it ends up in landfill, and basically nobody knows how long it's going to stay there for, but hundreds of years at least.
So what was your greatest challenge of going without plastic for the past month?
Well, there's been a couple of big challenges. One, obviously, is food, because more than 50% of our food these days is packaged in plastic. So it's drastically cut my options for what I can choose and where I can shop. And then the other big challenge for me has been I've got an 18-month-old son, and he was in totally disposable diapers, and I've switched to washable ones, although I haven't managed to actually do that 100%, I have to say. It's just been a really difficult challenge, but I have managed to cut down a lot on the disposables I've been using.
And while you were doing this, let's just take diapers for example, were you constantly comparing like the environmental impact of, say, plastic-based diapers versus cloth ones that you would have to wash? Because I've heard a debate circling around just how much water is consumed when you have to wash all these cloth diapers.
Exactly. Every single thing that we use has got its own environmental impact, and that's one of the things that has really come across. So yes, you're right, with diapers, the ones made out of basically plastic, the disposable ones, have got their own impact. They start off as petroleum and they're going to end up in landfill. But then the washable ones, yeah, you obviously have to wash them. If they don't dry on the line, you have to dry them. So there's unfortunately no right answer in any of this.
Right.
It's about personal choices. And obviously, what I was trying to do this month was to cut down on the plastic waste. But then one thing I've discovered during the month is it's really changed the way that I think about disposability itself.
In what way?
Previously, I would have, say, 4 cups of tea or coffee each day, and I would get them in a takeaway cup. And actually, it doesn't really matter whether that's made from paper or plastic. It's all unnecessary waste. If I just took a mug and made a cup of tea or coffee in that mug, then I'm going to just wash that up and not create any waste. And I also brought in an aluminium water bottle that I filled from the tap. And that was a really easy habit to get into, and it saves money. So it's made me just think about where we can cut out disposability, no matter what it's made from.
Toothbrushes, which are for the most part plastic, and toothpaste, which comes in plastic tubes, must have been a special challenge. How did you deal with that?
Toothbrushes were quite difficult to deal with, actually. You can get a wooden toothbrush, and I did get a wooden toothbrush that had got natural bristles. Now, natural bristles is a bit of a euphemism because it means pig bristles. But anyway, I did use that. I did try making my own toothpaste, which is baking soda and a bit of salt and a bit of peppermint essence. But I have to say it was disgusting. It really didn't taste nice at all.
It sounds like most of this experiment was kind of your becoming aware of waste, specifically plastic waste. But just out of curiosity, were you able to track the percentage of plastic you were able to reduce in your own life?
Pretty much, actually, because I kept a record for a previous month. I kept everything that I threw away, or I kept hold of the things I would have thrown away that were made from plastic, and that amounted to 603 items, including 120 diapers. And so far, obviously the month hasn't quite ended, but I'm on 91 items of plastic, of which 55 are disposable diapers. So yes, I seem to have cut the amount of plastic waste there by quite a degree.
Christine Jevons is a journalist for BBC News Online. You can find a link to her blog, Not My Bag, at our website, theworld.org. Christine, very nice to speak with you. Thanks.
You're welcome.